JasonND.com.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. We're back 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. 73 degrees where we're at right now, and a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. Wednesday, right in the middle of the week, and it's the first Wednesday of the month, which means I've got this smiling face in front of me.
Aw, thank you.
Kim Nelson from Rotary. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and before we went on here, we were both talking how much we enjoy the weather.
Oh, I will take this heat. I will take the humidity. I'll take it all. I'm just loving summer. So.
Right. I'll even take the bugs after the winter we had.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's all
you
good.
You swat them away. Right?
Let's talk a little bit. I mean, Rotary just encompasses everything. I mean, all the way around the world. And today, we're going to start with a focus on the international side of Rotary.
Yep,
tell us about this.
Yep, we're going to talk a little bit about international. So a lot of people, you know that we do Rotary locally. We do service projects in the community. We work with youth. But what we do for international is amazing. So here's an example. So Guatemala, we support Wahpeton Rotary. Wahpeton Breckenridge Rotary supports Guatemala projects. And where we have Rotarians that will go over to Guatemala and help build schools for these young people that have no schooling. So here's an example. In our in some of the upper peninsulas or the areas in Guatemala, when you get up into the hills and away from the city, from the urban side of it, there is no schools. These kids have no opportunity for education. So we go up into the hills, we'll build these brick schools, and literally this is from ground up. I
brick
mean
by
hand
brick, yeah.
Labor. The community, their area comes out and helps. But as Rotarians, we go over there, we spend a week, 10 days, get them started, get them building so they can see how to do it. Put the rebar down, bend the rebar, do the concrete by hand, all of those kind of things. Then we take and we purchase school supplies, desk. Most of these kids sat on a dirt floor, on the dirt with nothing around them.
Right.
And they only get educated to second or third grade. It's amazing what we take for granted for our children and our young adults. They don't have that opportunity. So we provide that. That's all done with some of the funding, and we raise funds locally that go to our district. Mm-hmm. Our district has a matching grant that has an international matching. And so all of that money, we match. Then we will go over there, purchase the equipment, purchase the things that we need to purchase in their country so that they're getting the revenue. And then we go and we build these schools and we provide books. They don't have books. They don't have writing tools. They want to learn English. You know, it's kind of fun. We have some Spanish speaking people that will sometimes go along, and then while those that can have the physical ability do the labor side of it, those that can do the teaching will do the teaching all at the same time. So it's
so
just
that,
a great
that comes from Rotary right here.
Right.
And across the country, across the U.S.
Across the country, right.
Unbelievable.
So Rotarians from anywhere, all over, will go to third world countries and help to... Water's another one. The wells that we have dug internationally for some of these communities in Honduras, in Guatemala, those wells now provide water where they don't have to walk miles with water on top of their heads, literally in buckets on top of their heads, to get water. Flushing stools. They didn't even have, you know, up in this one area in Guatemala, there was no flushing stools. Now in some of these areas they have stools, but they still have to carry the water in, but now we're starting to dig the wells so that they can have water to have a flushing toilet.
Which, of course, means better health.
Exactly.
You know?
And then if we can educate them more, they're going to provide for themselves as time goes on. So,
right. And that's the plan.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So not giving them a handout, but definitely a hand up.
A hand up is a right.
Love
that's
that.
Exactly what we do. You know, and that's where, you know, some people, when you join Rotary locally, you know, it's for the local involvement. But there are people that want to come into Rotary and want to do things internationally. And we love that. We've had, so recently, one of our Rotarians just went 4 years ago before in 2019 before COVID, and just had a blast. And really, her and her husband went over, did it as a, you know, and really it cost them about $1,200. And that was what it cost them to go over there, plane flight, places to stay. They provide, you know, the Rotarians over in Guatemala or Honduras or wherever you go do the projects, they'll help with the some place to stay, you know, and the food. That's another thing. When we're at those locations, we bring food in. They don't get fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. Well, we bring those up, and they at least have a week of it, you know.
That's hard to even get my, you know, arms around that. Even, you know, again, how people are doing without. But thanks to Rotary and a global outreach, which, I mean, they've had almost from the beginning, right?
Right. Yep. So Rotary has done this for many, many years. I mean, we're 100 and some years old, mm-hmm. you know, almost. But it's just... Well, we are. But we have done this for at least, you know, probably 70, 80 years where it's global, international.
That's got to be satisfying for you being a member of a group with that kind of outreach. Yeah.
And I, you know, I love what we do locally. I really do. I love what we do in our district. Coming off of a district convention, just seeing what we do in the Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota area. Mm-hmm. You know, you just think about all the effect we've had, you know, and the difference we've made and how our youth, what we're doing for our youth. But when we can expand that beyond just us, it's that service above self. You're doing something to serve others above yourself.
And with Rotary, too, there's got to be a lot of great ideas floating around out there. Like you mentioned conventions. It's like, what a great brainstorming tool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the what's fun, to go to those things and see what other communities are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, when we do our backpack here, you know, that's started whatever it was, however many years ago. You know, we do it now like it's just natural. Mm-hmm. But it was an idea that a group of people came together, not necessarily Rotarians, but Rotary embraced it, you know, and said, OK, this is an area we can help.
And just got bigger and bigger.
Right. Right.
Unbelievable. So what's going on the local level? What's happening here at home?
Locally, we did ditch cleaning last week. Oh. We were laughing about how we went from snow, we couldn't get in the ditch, to rain, couldn't get in the ditch, to now the weeds are high, but we got it done. So
it's always something.
Yeah, did a little bit of ditch cleaning. Next, on the 20th of June, we have Dr. Flanagan and his wife, Michelle, are going to talk about their first year in North Dakota.
All right.
And
That'd
share
be worth
with
hearing,
us.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested to hear how that's going to go. But we're doing a youth leadership program. So if you have any student that's going to be a sophomore, a freshman, a sophomore, or a junior this upcoming year, we have a day and a half. Well, it's a 2-day leadership. And so it's a full day on a Monday, the July, I don't know, I forgot the date, 17th and 18th, I think is what it is.
Okay.
And all day on Monday. And then on Tuesday morning, they have some more leadership time. They'll come to Rotary at noon, and then we're going to do a service project out at the bag farm. So in the afternoon. So that's kind of fun. And so if you're interested in that, reach out to myself. You can call myself 640-2701 or Tammy Gerger at the Wapton High School. If you can get a hold of Tammy, Tammy's kind of coordinating that with us. So that's kind of a mini leadership camp. We have Ryla, Camp Ryla, which we have 6 students from the community going to that in July. And that's a week-long leadership camp. And it's fabulous. They've done that now up at the University of Minnesota Crookston for 30 some years. So my daughter happens to be the chair of that one. So
okay,
I got a little insight to that one.
Right,
but, so those are kind of some of our summer, mm-hmm. you know, things that we've got going on. But and then in the fall, we'll kick back into some of our student of the month, and we'll have our sale of our football books. I'll talk about that next time, and the
Fantastic.
Blood screening and all that stuff.
Good stuff. You're a busy group.
Yeah, we are.
There's not much downtime.
No, but you can pick and choose what you want to be busy with. So
sure.
That's what's cool about joining Rotary.
And again, I want to repeat too. You got new times for your meeting.
We do. So we're noon. We're going every other week. But watch our website. That's the best way.
Okay.
And then on the 4th Tuesday of each month, we're doing an evening at 5:00, and so we're doing that. Actually, we're not doing it through the summer, but we're going to start in the fall again.
Right.
So, yep.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Well, great information. And folks, if you're missing any of this, Kim's interview will be up on our podcast on our website later on this afternoon. How are things going at the college? A little sidebar here.
Yeah, sidebar. Well, we just came off of those fantastic softball girls.
Unbelievable.
So that was awesome.
Quite a showing in New York.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the awards that those girls are getting now is just wonderful. We have the Golf Open on Thursday.
That's coming up quick, yes.
If you haven't gotten your team, you better reach out to Eric Isendorf and call him and make sure you've got your team on the golf on the schedule. So,
right.
But that's Thursday afternoons, and it's not a car raffle anymore. It's a cash raffle, the cash raffle. And if you need tickets, I still happen to have a couple around. So,
okay.
Yeah. So you can give me a call or call somebody over at the athletic department. But yeah, so it's never a dull moment. We've got registration, I think, this weekend. Thursday, Friday, they've got a large number of students coming in on Friday, it sounds like, 80-some.
Wow.
So that'll be registering, and we do that two or three times now this summer. So
fantastic. Yeah. So when do you sleep between Rotary and everything you got going at
not a lot. I don't. Nope. And that's okay. I said, you know, I just told somebody yesterday at an event I was at, the Ag Summit, I said, you know, I remember a time when I couldn't do those things, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, I didn't like that, and now I'm really busy again, but it's okay.
You're getting after it. That's what living's all about. That's
exactly. You got to live for each day.
Thanks so much for stopping in, Kim.
Thank you.
And anything you need, just come on back in. Always an open door for you, all right?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
Talking
it.
Rotary with Kim Nelson. We do this the first Wednesday of every month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, we've got partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Good morning.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the NDHSAA, are the